Welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. Today we're going to be talking about Christian Pulisic, but before we get into that, we have to do our three soccer world records of the day. Our first one is most slide tackles in one season. That's Theo Gomez and Daniel Munoz, both made 35 slide tackles in one season. So that's pretty cool. Slide tackles are really important, and I try not to do just like offensive world records because defensive ones are just as important, and these slide tackles aren't necessarily defensive slide tackles, but they are slide tackles, which are something that defenders and offenders do, so that was kind of cool. Most penalty kick goals, not including a shootout, was completed by Cristiano Ronaldo with 168, so that's a lot. And that's not including a shootout, and shootout is where most of those goals get in. But he is a high goal-scoring player, so that doesn't surprise me. And for a third and final, most goals scored by a goalkeeper, 129 by Ruggiero Cini. So that's really cool, because it is very, very hard to make a goal as a goalkeeper. So that is something to be proud of, for sure. All right, and what you all came to hear about Christian Pulisic, let's get started. Christian Pulisic is 26 years old, and he was born in Hershey, Pennsylvania on September 28, 1998. He grew up alongside his older brother Chase and his older sister Didi. His parents are Mark and Kelly Pulisic. He started loving soccer young, which made his parents happy because they both played for their college teams, which was George Mason University for both of them. His dad actually went on to play pro for the Harrisburg Heat and ended up coaching pro as well. So obviously he had like a soccer influence in his life, but they didn't make him do soccer. He just loved it, which obviously made them happy because they did too. His parents really liked it too. Pulisic started playing soccer at the age of 7, where he started playing with Brackley Town's youth team. So he started really young. Growing up, his soccer idol was Luis Figo. So, like, just his idol of a professional player. Pulisic lived a year in Oxfordshire because his mom taught in England. Like, she was a teacher. And he also played for the Michigan Rush in primary school. When he was a bit older, his dad, Mark, would take him to Europe for training camps and games. So, obviously, his dad was pretty, like, into it as well. Like, he was excited for him to be taking it seriously and like liking it, so he brought him all the way to Europe for training camps and things. So obviously he was very invested in it too, which is definitely important. His grandfather was Croatian, making him able to get a passport and play for Borussia Dortmund at the age of 16 instead of 18. So that was definitely a big step for him because he, like, they wanted him to play for them, but he couldn't unless he had this advantage of being able to do it instead of 16 instead of 17, and because his grandfather was Croatian, that made that easier for him. So before his 16th birthday, Pulisic moved to Germany and then ended up attending a standard German high school. And then after high school, following in his parents' footsteps, he attended the George Mason University, and he went on to play indoor pro soccer with his dad's former pro team, the Harrisburg Heat. So that's pretty cool. Like, he went to the same college as them. He played the same teams, obviously not the women's team, but he played for them, and then he played on his dad's same team. So that's really cool. Now into more of his current soccer, he plays as a winger for the USMNT and AC Milan. He is USMNT number is 10, and his AC Milan number is 11. So pretty close numbers. Christian Pulisic is 5'10", so not overly, I mean, not super short, not short, but not super tall either. And he's been nicknamed Captain America because of his technicality and quickness on the field. And he plays for the U.S. men's team, so that's kind of a cool little nickname. And in 2017, he was a finalist for the Golden Boy Award and a runner-up for the 2018 Copa Trophy. So he's gotten lots of different awards over his career, even though he's only 26. So he has many more years to come and many more rewards. Awards, I guess, but it is rewarding how hard he works, I guess. But definitely more awards to come, and he's been like getting them all over the place. In 2019, he moved to the Chelsea Premier League. That transfer of him between the teams was worth $73 million, which then made him the most expensive North American player ever. So he's making history already at the age of 26. So obviously, he's gonna go on to keep doing some pretty amazing things if he's already doing these amazing things at such a young age. It's kind of crazy, right? And he has all sorts of awards and stuff, but he made history. $73 million is a lot, just because this team was like, well, if you give him to us, we'll pay you $73 million. That's how important he was to that team. Because obviously, he is very, very important to have on that team. He is definitely a big asset to that team. And in 2021 to 2022 season, he and his team won the UEFA Super Cup in 2021, then became the first American to play in the Champions League final. So he was the first American to play in the Champions League final. So another record. I mean, we did the three records in the beginning, but there's all sorts of records mixed in here too because that he's made. And again, he's 26. That is crazy, right? He actually has a cousin who plays for Austin. Here's a totally random fact that is totally off topic, but I thought I might tell you. So there's a Pulisic Bowl at Chipotle, and the story behind this is Pulisic drove to get a hamburger at Chipotle, and then they decided to make it because they're like, what, Chipotle? Like, got visited by, like, I mean, Pulisic visited Chipotle, and so they're pretty excited about that. His favorite snack is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which is kind of crazy, right? Because he lived in Hershey, Pennsylvania, so, I mean, but, I mean, it's hard to go wrong with Reese's, right? Pulisic made the Dortmund team in Germany at the age of 17, so he was playing really good teams at the age of 17. And keep in mind, yes, American teams are really good, but Europe and in that area, their teams are so good. So it's crazy that he played at the age of 17 for Germany because, like, those teams are pretty crazy. I mean, some of the American teams are too, but, like, basically, if you live in that area a lot of the time, you have been playing soccer since you were born. So it's pretty cool. He actually is an author. He has a book called Pulisic, My Journey So Far. He loves chess, and he says the movie he has watched the most is Monsters, Inc. So it's a classic. It's good. Pulisic has not yet won a World Cup, but he is for sure on his way to that. Probably the only reason, I mean, the U.S. men's team is good, but they've had several building years, so I could see this definitely in their future for getting, like, winning the World Cup, but so far it hasn't happened because they've been building the team for a while, but now I definitely think they're getting to that point. So look for that in the future, because I think it could happen. He has, however, won the FIFA Club World Cup, the UEFA Super Cup and Champions League, the CONCACAF, and many more things. Those are just to name a few. Some awards he's received from his talent in soccer are U.S. Soccer Young Player of the Year, because he is very young, and U.S. Soccer Player of the Year, just in general, not young. He is actually tied with one other person for the possession of the most of this award, and him and that other guy, they're tied at four, so they both have 4 U.S. Soccer Player of the Year. So, 4, that's pretty cool. It makes it look really easy, but there are lots of really good American players, so that's not a small accomplishment. It's definitely something to be proud of. And that is all we have on Christian Pulisic today. But of course, before we close out, I have 3 soccer words of the day for you. Our first one is slide tackle. Most of you probably know this. If you don't, though, no worries, because I will explain it. So earlier we were talking about slide tackles in the first bit because we had the most slide tackles in one season record. So a slide tackle is basically, it's sometimes when you want to kick the ball out, sometimes when you just want to get it from someone, but it's definitely kind of risky sometimes, but if you know when to do it, it's definitely very helpful. And it's like a good move. You just don't want to hit someone because that can be, I mean, you can hit someone and most of the time you will, but it won't get called unless you hit them first. If you hit the ball first, you're all good. But if you don't, so you have to have the timing really good. But a slide tackle is basically where you run and, like, slide onto the ground with one leg behind you. It depends on the technique, technically. But you have your one leg out, and one of them is where you, like, scoop the ball with your foot. And sometimes you want to kick it out. Sometimes you just want to get it up the field. Especially as a defender, you do this a lot because if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to get behind that person and get to the goal fast enough to, like, save it. Like, obviously lots of goalies can handle it, but it's definitely nice to have the defense there. So you would slide tackle that and kick it out so that doesn't have to be a problem anymore. And you can kind of reset and get repositioned. So slide tackle is super important, super good. That's basically all I have. It's kind of easier for a visual sometimes, so you could always look up a video or a photo, because, I mean, that's all I know how to explain it, I guess. It's hard to kind of picture, though, so you might need to see that. Our second one is set piece. A set piece is just basically, here's 2 examples of a set piece, a goal kick and a corner kick. They're just like when the play has stopped and the ball is getting sent somewhere. And the U.S. team actually I don't know about the men's team. They probably do, but I know the women's team has a specific set piece coach because set pieces can be a very important time to take advantage of, like, where you are in the field. Corner kicks, super important if your team has them because you can get a goal if you do a nice, like, cross in the air. Cross, we've talked about in the other episodes. And then someone gets a foot on it or a head on it or a knee on it or anything and gets into the goal. So those can be super important. And goal kicks, if you do them good, you can get it up the field and really help your team with that too. So set pieces are very important. And some people have set piece coaches specifically for set pieces. Okay, and for our third one, we talked about this earlier. Pulisic, he has won CONCACAF. It's stands for Confederation of North Central America and Caribbean Association Football, which is a group that works pretty closely with FIFA and does tournaments and stuff like that. And we've talked about FIFA before. The FIFA World Cup, they're the people who do the World Cup. So CONCACAF and FIFA are pretty close together, and they work pretty closely because they are kind of going towards the same goal, I guess, just some soccer tournaments for, like, the best of the best. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for coming. Be sure to follow and download and look for more episodes. They will be coming. Thank you so much. Bye.